Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money at
Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's wild to me that a running back that finishes the RB5 last year and has really no competition whatsoever is currently being drafted as the RB15 or 28th overall. While, yes, I will agree that there's certainly some concern with injuries over his career, but there's no denying the fact that the opportunity that lay before James Conner this year, and that's why I'm going to be talking about why you should be buying him in 2022. Let's ride. Welcome back in. So let's just go ahead and jump right into it. James Conner last year, 58% of the opportunities in his backfield, 13.5 carries per game, 2.6 targets per game, 752 rushing yards, 375 receiving yards, 18 touchdowns. He was 13th in yards per route run to go with an 8% target share. He was 18th in yards created per touch. He was also 17th in breakaway run rate with a 7.5 touchdown rate. For reference, 42% of his fantasy points last year came from touchdowns. And he scored a touchdown in 11 of the 15 games that he played last year. While, yes, there's definitely going to be some regression with this touchdown number, no shot he has another 7.5% touchdown rate again. However, the opportunity is definitely there for him. And we saw last year without Chase Edmonds what kind of a monster he can be. During the five-game stretch last year without Chase Edmonds, from weeks 9 through 14, Conner averaged 22.2 touches. He received all of the inside the 5-yard line touches as well. 89% of the RB targets went to James Conner as well. And the only person he really needs to hold off is Darrell Williams here, who Darrell Williams was okay last year, but was also 59th out of 61 running backs in yards after contact per carry. We know that James Conner is an elite pass blocker as well. He was third among all running backs in that area last year as well. There is some concern with the offensive line here in Arizona. They ranked 25th, according to PFF, heading into the season. This is an old offensive line with an average age of 30. And the starters last year missed 12 games last year as a whole. And they also didn't do absolutely anything to upgrade this offensive line besides bringing in Will Hernandez, if you really consider that an upgrade. This offensive line remains largely intact from what it was last year. They were 26th in adjusted line yards, 23rd in second level rank, and 18th in adjusted sack. PFF also ranked them 18th against the pass and 31st against the run. But having somebody like Kyler Murray definitely helps him as well, though. That forces defense not to be able to kind of stack the box and really just focus on somebody like James Conner. James Conner is going to be utilized. I mean, there's not many running backs that can boast that kind of production. Once you factor in the fact that he's going as RB15 or 28th overall, I mean, if you look at the running backs that are currently going in his range, there's not many running backs that I would prefer over James Conner. If you look at his average, you know, right now it's Saquon Barkley who's
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Going about 5 picks ahead of him, I definitely would rather have Saquon. Cam Akers, I think there's a conversation to be had, but obviously Cam Akers did not look good coming off that Achilles. But, you know, I think, you know, with a little more time, I think he could absolutely be a workhorse as well there in LA and a better offense. The only other running backs that I would definitely rather take over him is Travis Etienne and Breece Hall. But you don't really have to worry about that because their ADP right now is still 46th and 44th overall, or RB21 or RB22. So with all those things being considered, why is James Conner going as late as he is? It doesn't really make a lot of sense for somebody that can get 18 to 20 touches per game to be going this late. And I think this offense is going to be better than what people give it credit for. DeAndre Hopkins will miss the first six games of the season, but once he's back, this offense is going to be at full strength with Hollywood Brown, Rondell Moore. I mean, you are absolutely banking the fact with James Conner that he's 100% going to get all the goal line carries. He's going to see a large chunk of the running back targets as well. And there's just nobody here that's really going to take opportunities away from him. The only real concern with me is his age and can he stay healthy? Because he has missed a ton of time in his career. I mean, last year was the first year he's ever played more than 14 games. Before that, it was 13, 10, 13, and 12. But he's always been a productive running back, 21.2 in 2018, 14.6 in 2019, 12.7 in 2020, and 17.2 last year. So all things considered, I think James Conner is a terrific buy at cost. Just understand what you're getting yourself into because he is somebody that has definitely missed some time in his career. If I was going to bank on one of the other running backs here that would get more opportunity, it probably would be Darrell Williams. I'm not in love with it. Yes, he was good last year for Kansas City, but this is a completely different situation. And that was also a top 10 run blocking offensive line that he was running behind there in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. This is not that. This offensive line is far worse than that. But I also think maybe someone like Keontae Ingram could be kind of a sneaky, flex or a sneaky option if something were to happen to James Conner. Because it seems almost inevitable that it will, but I'm not one to predict injury. It's just how many games is he going to be able to play and when does it happen? Because we know week 17, they get the Falcons, which is a dream spot. But you should not be drafting your fantasy players off of 1 week either. So all that being said, I think James Conner is definitely being undervalued. I think he's a pretty strong buy. So let me know in the comment section below, what do you think of James Conner? Are you taking him? Are you staying away from him because of his injury past? Let me know in the comment section below. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button. It really helps us grow. We are pretty much have a video coming out every single day. We're doing a lot of live streams. We're going to kick it up even further. And now we're almost to August. So I appreciate everybody checking out the video. We will catch you on the next one. Bye.
Are you listening? Damn. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.